The yet-to-be-registered party, National Democratic Party, says it is bent on contesting the 2012 general elections. The party has also debunked news reports that it has rescinded its decision of contesting the 2012 general election. Interim chairman of the party, Dr. Jose Ayer, says the NDP must not be blamed if the NDC receives a pounding at the elections. He pointed out that the party will be visible once it receives its certification from the Electoral Commission.
We're still on course. We are not changing decision.
So at this stage, what is next to happen?
We apply to the Electoral Commission for registration. That registration process is still ongoing. We're expecting sometime in the course of this week to hear categorically from the Electoral Commission that we've been duly registered. And we'll go on. So this business about things being rescinded, I don't know whether it is even logical or possible for one party to take a decision and for another party to rescind the decision on behalf of that party. So it doesn't seem to me to be a plausible thing.
So when are you expecting to...
Nobody can rescind that decision. Nobody can rescind the decision on our behalf. It's never done.
When are you expecting a response from the EC?
Well, we were expecting it to have been done by last Friday, but it wasn't so. So we're expecting that over the course of this week, as I've said already, by Wednesday at the latest, we should have very hard news as to what the Electoral Commission has decided. Yes, sir, that's the whole point of being a political party. If we are registered and elections are upcoming, we must be seen to be contesting, and we will contest.
And you still have the full support of the Rawlinses?
Yes, we have support of serious people, not just the Rawlinses, but also. And of course, we have a very wide membership, and I believe that reflects in our performance at the polls. So, I mean, if the NDC takes a pounding at the poll, we are not to blame.
So how do you assess your chances in the 2012 elections?
Well, we think we are very high prospects. That's why we took the decision anyway, because we thought that before we could do anything at all, we have to develop a critical mass. So we got to a point where we thought that the people we had in support as a followership was good enough for us to go to the polls and perform creditably.
You rightly said that NDC should not be surprised when they receive some pounding in the general elections.
Yes.
Is that the purpose of the NDP?
No, far from it. I think that looking at the conduct of the NDC in power, looking at it dispassionately, of course, I have no reason for bias against them. People have a lot of reasons to doubt them. And what about the credibility of a party that tries to, I wouldn't say hoodwink, tries to deny the fact even of illness, and a party that denies its own people internal democracy?
The structures in the NDP relating to offices and all those things are all put in place.
I think that the cardinal point you have to bear in mind that we are party in formation, and you don't make an assumption that it's a party that's really formed. We have everything. We have everything in place, but we will be operating illegally if we had all these structures and offices all over the place when we are not registered. So we are saying that we are taking it one step at a time. Let's get registered, and then you see all these structures you're talking about in place.
Interim Chairman of the NDP, Dr. Jose Ayer.
For analysis, we have Polster Benefson on the line to dilate on Dr. Ayer's statement. You're welcome, sir. I'm sure you may have followed Mr. Ayer's submission.
Yes, I did.
Good. Mr. Ayer is upbeat of pounding the NDC, and the use of the word pounding in this context is significant, as it gives us an inkling of bringing the NDC virtually on its toes. As a pollster, do you believe the NDP will be capable of such a pounding?
Well, if the NDC has its strategies right, by December 9th and 10th, when the votes are being counted, the NDP will realize that it has rather helped the NDC to perform better at the parliamentary and presidential elections.
Right, Mr. F said. Why do you think so?
You see, one, the Rawlinses have been trying to court sympathy that the NDC government and the NDC party has not been seen to the needs and so on. So Nana Konedu, now there's no evidence of Rawlins being involved, but Nana Konedu getting money to finance a political party, those sympathetic assets they have to some of the hardcore NDC supporters, that will vanish. Two, if you realize, I think that the NDP has been formed basically to try and satisfy the desire of Nana Konedu to become a presidential candidate. But for the past 13 years, since 1999, that has been her wish. So I'm sure it's a vehicle for her to become a presidential candidate.
Right, but the NDP claim of not having only the support of the Rawlinses, but many political stalwarts, don't you think this party will pose a formidable challenge to the NDC and other contestants, despite the submissions you are making?
Well, my advice to you and others who believe the list of stalwarts, when nominations at the Electoral Commission close, take a look at those that they will be fielding as parliamentary candidates. The only person who I believe will contest on the NDP ticket is the NDC MP for Lower Manyam, Mr. Kenyawonu, who lost his primaries and has put out posters that he is going independent. He will not win the seat. He only split the NDC force for the MPP to win that seat. So when the nominations close at the Electoral Commission, look through the list whether most of them will not be those who've lost the NDC primaries. They put this in the eating, the sweetness of the put this in the eating. When nominations close, we'll see those who are their candidates and those who are backing them in terms of support. The only thing left is whether Rawlins will jump from NDC and go to NDP. That remains to be seen.
Right, but you seem to be making these submissions authoritatively. Is there anything you know that we don't know? Because it could be still too early to make such submissions. And of course, in politics, anything could happen.
What I'm saying is that there's no way the NDP can win. Two, there's no way the NDP will have the effect that the reform had on the NDC in 2000. Because, you see, the Reform Party was formed by Cadres, who had been campaigning for the NDC in the constituencies. So the reforms damage on the NDC's electoral chances in 2000 was that majority of them did not win, but they took away votes from the NDC. And this made the NDC lose 15 seats, which, if they had won, and the election had gone to a runoff, NDC would have won. I'm saying that the NDP should prove me wrong. When the list of their parliamentary candidates come up, call me again, and you and I will go through to see the so-called stalwarts we have. As to what I know, if we get to that bridge, we'll cross it.
Well, but before you go, I still insist, I'm not speaking from authority, because I'm just a mere journalist, that we have 5.5 months to go into the general elections, and I insist that anything could happen. Mr. Epson, you have been following the political discourse for a very long time. Finally, tell us, what makes you think that the NDP wouldn't present any formidable opposition to the NDC based on the recent happenings within the party? And of course, apart from Tei Nyano, there are others who are also expressing tacit support for the Rawlinses. So once again, what makes you think that there cannot be any major upset?
If you say taxi support, I mean, the people are, they are feeling shy to even come out openly. Why can't they come out? If you are sitting in your room and whispering, I support you. You know what party is about? I'm saying that when the nominations close at the Electoral Commission, we'll have a fair idea who the stalwarts are. And when the December, we are doing our polls now, we'll come out in October. That's why I cannot say they'll get X percent. I'm saying that formed now is a potential political party yet to get approval. When they get approval and they throw their candidates, we'll see those they've listed. And when the results come out, when our opinion polls come out, we will come out with our results. But politics is not talking. On the ground, and on December 9th, the results will be counted for all of us to see.
Right, thank you very much. Perhaps you may have to call your soothsayer after the elections are declared.
Don't worry, if for 1999, 13 years, I've been tracking Mrs. Rawlins' desire to become a presidential candidate, the experience I have, stuff that I'm putting together, and we will see.
Right, Mr. Epson, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.